Iran has released new videos of missile launches targeting U.S. forces, and the Pentagon has released its own videos of U.S. attacks on targets in Iran. The U.S.-Israeli war on Iran took a grim turn over the weekend, with the tattered ceasefire agreement seemingly being replaced by a return to sharp escalations of attacks and ominously warlike rhetoric. Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian issued a statement Monday. It's translated by Associated Press.
We are engaged in a full-scale war. Right now, the enemy has placed most of its hopes on knocking us down through economic pressure. You cannot conquer a nation with bombs, fighter jets, or missiles. To defeat us, they would have to come and face us on the ground. And if they were to confront this nation on the ground, if we remain determined, united, and committed to working together to make our country proud, it would be impossible for them to bring Iran to its knees.
Tit-for-tat strikes began as early as June 25th, a week after the U.S. and Iran signed an agreement to stop the fighting. That's when Iran attacked a cargo ship in the Strait of Hormuz that was using a route not approved by Iran. That led to a series of counterstrikes. On Saturday, the U.S. said another U.S. soldier was killed during the detonation of a downed Iranian drone, while two others were killed and one missing in a missile and drone attack in Jordan. As of now, the death toll of U.S. service members has grown to 17. The U.S. has responded to the killings of service members by launching strikes on Iranian command centers, missile and drone launch sites, and communication networks. Over the weekend, Iran launched attacks on U.S. facilities and oil infrastructure in the Gulf states of Qatar, Bahrain, and Kuwait, resulting in injured civilians and damaged fuel depots, power plants, and water desalination plants. In Iran, health authorities say at least 50 Iranians have been killed and 500 injured in U.S. attacks in the last 3 weeks. That includes 8 people killed in a strike on a bridge Friday. On Monday, Trump posted a message on social media saying, "Every time Iran kills an American soldier, they will pay for that killing many times over." And by late Monday, the Pentagon announced a new round of strikes on Iran, now for the 9th straight night. Secretary of State Marco Rubio spoke to reporters Sunday.
Look, Iran a week ago was supposed to put out a statement saying that the Straits of Hormuz would be open, that they would no longer attack shipping. And instead of doing that, they attacked 3 ships. I think that was last Friday or Saturday. So, I mean, their behavior has to change in order for ours to change.
As for Iran, a statement from the Joint Military Command warns that American bullying, totalitarianism, or brutality will be met with a decisive and devastating response. Given the escalating strikes and warlike rhetoric on both sides, an end to the war seems as distant as ever. The renewed fighting has driven up oil prices, and the effects are now being felt in places like northern Nigeria, where health workers say more children are relapsing into malnutrition as an effect of the war. And the war itself continues to spread, with Houthi rebels in Yemen now announcing a maritime blockade of Saudi Arabia. And yet, still, negotiations go on. Iran says it's received proposals through mediators, and Iran's foreign minister arrived in Pakistan Monday for 2 days of peace talks. U.S. Secretary of State Rubio showed openness to negotiations, but his remarks did not display much enthusiasm.
What I will say is that the United States always remains open to a diplomatic solution. We've tried multiple times with Iran, and we'll continue to try. If that door opens, we'll be happy to see it open. But and they continue to send signals that they want to talk, that they want to negotiate, but their behavior is what we're responding to. And their behavior is they're launching missiles and drones against ships, including tonight.
At this point, reaching a ceasefire may not seem easy or even feasible, but difficult or not, officials at the United Nations say it's necessary. Stéphane Dujarric is a spokesperson for the UN Secretary General.
We have been getting over the weekend questions about the fighting in the Middle East, and I can tell you that we are indeed concerned by the resurgence of hostilities and renewed escalation across much of the region. Immediate de-escalation is essential. And as a reminder, as in any conflict, the protections of civilian and civilian objects is critical. Vital infrastructure on which civilians rely for survival, including hospitals and water supplies, must be spared. All parties must respect their obligation under international humanitarian law, including the principles of distinction, proportionality, and precaution.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.